Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Republican Thomas Massie introducing a measure to limit U.S. involvement.
Bill invokes the 1973 War Powers Act, which calls for the removal of U.S. forces from a conflict if both houses pass a concurrent resolution. But that law, which was enacted over a president's veto, has been the subject of interbranch debate over its constitutionality since it went on the books 5 decades ago.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. An appellate panel hearing arguments today in President Trump's deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles. The Trump administration trying to overturn a lower court's ruling to return power to the state troops to California's governor. No decision was made today. This is ABC News. Senate leaders are pushing ahead with the sweeping budget bill with some tweaks that include more cuts to programs like Medicaid. It is facing an uphill battle, and it could potentially ping-pong back and forth from the Senate to the House again. In reality, GOP leader John Thune on the Senate side is dealing with a very slim majority. It's going to be a tough and tricky path ahead for him to get it passed through the Senate. In Minnesota, a candlelight vigil is planned for Democratic state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Both were gunned down inside their home Saturday. Police say suspected shooter Vance Bolter also injured state senator John Hoffman and his wife. And authorities say they encountered the suspect outside the home of another lawmaker that night when they were conducting wellness checks. Police say Bolter had a list of 45 other targets of mostly Democratic lawmakers across Midwest states he's facing both state and local charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for scattered showers and storms this evening, low 64, cloudy tomorrow with rain, heavy at times, thunderstorms mix in midday with a high of 75, and showers ending tomorrow night with clouds clearing overnight with a low of 60. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and winds are out of the east-southeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 85 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An update to a UTV crash in Sauk County last week has been released. The operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash last Tuesday morning on Coon Bluff Road north of County Road P in the town of Delona. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports that the operator, identified as Kalen Markinus, 21 of Wisconsin Dells, died Saturday. Markinus was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison last week. The initial investigation showed that Markinus was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. She entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. Kalen Markinus was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. Speed and operator inexperience are believed to be factors in the crash. From a legislator in downtown Minneapolis to a veteran Ohio congresswoman, many lawmakers included in the suspected Minnesota gunman's writings and list of targets are vowing not to bow down. An acting U.S. attorney says the dozens of politicians included in the suspect's writings were Democrats. While some say the violence has prompted them to double down on their legislative work, at least one lawmaker postponed a town hall after learning she was a potential target. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously on Tuesday that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separation of powers violation. The Republican-controlled legislature and outgoing GOP Governor Scott Walker weakened executive powers just weeks before Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call took office. A nationwide opioid settlement is moving forward. Attorneys general from all 54 U.S. states and territories have reached a sweeping multi-billion-dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced Monday. The $7.4 billion agreement with the makers of OxyContin has not been finalized, and Call said the next step in the process is that local governments will be asked to join the settlement contingent on bankruptcy court proceedings. Under this settlement, Wisconsin state and local governments would receive as much as $80 million over the next 15 years. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 2.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 8.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 33.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49, while the most expensive was $3.49, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08. The national average is down 9.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, "With Israel and Iran trading attacks, oil prices have surged to multi-month highs, setting the stage for additional price hikes at gas pumps across the country." He added, "As long as tensions in the Middle East continue to escalate, the risk of further impacts on oil prices remains high. For now, I expect gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, while diesel could climb 15 to 25 cents in the coming days. Motorists should prepare for what will likely be modest price increases for now, but the situation has the potential to worsen at any moment." Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. Democratic Congressman Mark Bocan, whose district includes Madison, said residents won't receive federal dollars to mitigate noise from Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 fighter jets based at Truax Field. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Pocan said the Department of Defense denied the funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child, causing death and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is June 20th. The 2025 Crawford County Dairy Royalty and Crawford Fairest of the Fair were crowned in front of a full house at the United Methodist Church Hall in Eastman last night. Haven Smeethurst is the 69th Crawford County Dairy Princess. Haven is a graduating senior of the Seneca High School and the daughter of Chad and Tisha Smeethurst of rural Eastman. Her activities include 4-H, FFA, PAL, SHARE, and Student Council. Haven is currently serving as the 2024-25 Crawford County Senior Fair Ambassador and the captain of the Crawford County Bold Blazers Equestrian Drill Team. Haven plans to attend UW River Falls in the fall, majoring in animal science. Ashlyn Nolan is the 27th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. Ashlyn is the 10-year-old daughter of John and Carrie Nolan of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien. Ashlyn is a fourth grader at Prairie Catholic School. She has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 6 years and is in 4-H Dairy Project and Shooting Sports. Layla Brandis is the Crawford County Little Miss Squirt attendant. Layla is the daughter of Nathan and Allie Brandis. She is 9 years old and attends Boscobel Elementary School. Layla lives on her grandparents' 350-cow dairy farm in rural Waseca. She is a member of the Steuben River Runners 4-H group. The 2025 Crawford County Fairest of the Fair is Brooke Mitchell. Brooke is the daughter of Bart and Amy Mitchell. She lives on Mitchell Beef and Crop Farms and is a senior at Waseca Steuben Schools. Brooke is an active member of the Steuben River Runners 4-H Club, as well as the Waseca Steuben FFA, serving many officer positions, as well as participating in county, district, state, and national events and competitions. Brooke will be attending University of Wisconsin-Madison this fall, majoring in life science communication. The 2025 Crawford County Junior Fairest of the Fair is Erin Nolan. Erin is the daughter of John and Carrie Nolan. She lives on Nolan Dairy Farms and is in 7th grade at Prairie Catholic Schools. Erin has been a member of Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 8 years. Erin served as the 2022 Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. Erin loves everything about the fair and is excited to promote the county fair. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
It's Hungry Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Wednesday from 4 until 7, and again Thursday from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51 of Spring Green.
It will be prime time at the Richland Area Farmers Market Wednesday. They hope to have Wisconsin strawberries. Since this tasty fruit is so popular, they want to make sure the vendors have time to organize their table to serve as many as possible. Remember, the market starts at 1:30 sharp, not before that. They also plan to have rhubarb, salad greens, microgreens, kohlrabi, pea pods, mushrooms, radishes, bedding plants, jellies, jams, plenty of baked goods, including a variety of breads, as well as pies, muffins, cookies, eggs, meats to order, fresh flowers, maple syrup, honey, and much more. Going on at this week's market, remember, they will have representatives from Health and Human Services also answering questions for the public and distributing senior vouchers, which can be used on fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and fresh herbs throughout the season. Thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society, they'll be offering FoodShare EBT SNAP bonus bucks every week. Yes, every week. This means when you come to receive your benefits, you will receive double what you asked for, up to $10. They continue with the Youth Food Token Program as well, thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County sponsorship. And don't forget to bring your boomerang bags to receive a coupon for spending at the market. They received a Compere financial grant to help them with the funding for this program as well. And at 3 p.m., they'll have musician Michael Michael Johnson performing. He will present a variety of folk, rock, and country music during this week's Farmers Market. Look for the market on the large grassy area at the corner of Orange and Court Streets across from Center Pharmacy on one side and Quick Trip on the other.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a warm and kind of muggy day today, high temperatures hit the mid-80s. Now scattered showers and storms are expected to spark this evening. Now some of them could be on the strong, maybe severe side, bringing hail and high winds. All of them will probably have some heavy downpours. As we go into tomorrow, the low pressure system hits. It's going to be a damp, dreary, and darker day. Under overcast skies with rain throughout most of the day, heavy at times, flooding could become a concern. Also, some thunderstorms want to mix in midday. Through it all, highs will reach the mid-70s, so a bit cooler than what we went through today. Then at night, showers wind down, clouds start to clear, leaving us with a bright and beautiful start to our Thursday. It'll be sunny, but more showers and thunderstorms spark up later, after highs hit the mid-80s, muggy conditions. That's only going to increase as we head in towards Friday, and especially into the weekend. We've got high heat heading our way. Quite a warm-up. So here's what's happening. The warm front actually lifts through the state on Friday. It's going to bring chances for showers, thunderstorms, heavy rain, maybe some severe again. As it lifts up north, it's going to bring partial sunshine on Saturday, breezy winds pulling out of the south, pulling in the hot and humid weather. Highs are going to be in the mid-90s. Once you factor in the humidity with that, it's probably really going to be feeling more like the triple digits, heat index at least. That stays the case for Sunday, too. Highs at about 95, feeling more like 100. Super sunny. Don't forget the sunscreen. Still breezy, very hot, and muggy. A summery weekend, that's for sure. Cool off in the water, and if you do, just be careful out there, especially if some of those waves get a little big on the Great Lakes, because the winds will be whipping. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy, a bit muggy, and 84 degrees after a high today of 86 and a morning low of 62. Yesterday's high was 80, and we received 56 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1940 and then tied in 2018 is 92 degrees, and the record low is 39. That was set back in 1961. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 74. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 3 miles per hour, and we have our barometric reading is 29.83, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 84 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has details on the postseason high school sports awards.
The Ridge and Valley All-Conference softball announcements have been made this week, as voted on by the coaches. First team members from Wazika Steuben, they were the champions going 14-0. Emma Wall, Brianna Ray, Isabella Bunders, and Kylie Manning. The Ithaca Bulldogs were the runner-up in the league going 12-2. Three first team members, all seniors, including Holly King, Ariana Lewis, and Kaylee Newkirk. DeSoto with Ella Coe and Sasha Dahl representing on the first team, Harmony Winger and Gwen Fredrickson of Kickapoo, and Seneca's Rhea Wallen and Grace Vero. Second team all-conference softball players include Kylie Venner and Sylvia Kruger of DeSoto, Ithaca's J.C. Maxwell and Kelsey Coleman. From Seneca, Kylie Chambers and Addison Davison. Wazika Steuben's Claudia Waltz and Sophia Waltz. And Weston's Valerie Bauer. The honorable mention players recognized include Ithaca's Emma Hilby and Jaden Boland, Kickapoo's Michaela Kaufman, and Devin Allert of Wazika Steuben. The pitcher of the year, Wazika Steuben sophomore Brianna Ray, and Ithaca senior Ariana Lewis. The player of the year was Emma Wall of Wazika Steuben, and the coach of the year, Dustin Smith, also the conference champion, Wazika Steuben Hornets. The all-sportsmanship team included Josie Hansen of DeSoto, Alyssa Muller, Ithaca, Maddie Townsend, Kickapoo. From Lafarge, Cadence Lawrence, North Crawford's Dakota Heister, and Seneca's Ava Syme, Avery Kilberg of Wazika Steuben, and Lily Cast from Weston. Congratulations to the Ridge and Valley Conference honorees, the all-conference softball teams.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The 2025 WIAA State Baseball Tournament continued today at Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. And in games that were played today, around 2:30, there was a game that was played between Kewaunee and Fenimore. And unfortunately, Fenimore's season ended with a 5-3 loss. And going on right now is in the second game, right after that one, the Kenosha State St. Joseph is taking on Barron. And in that game, it's in the second inning. And the leader of that game so far is Kenosha St. Joseph with a 1-0 lead. And so the winner of that game will take on Kewaunee on Thursday at noon. Also in Division 4 today, Johnson Creek took on Pittsville and beat Pittsville 6-2, I should say. And Pacelli beat Edgar by a score of 14-2. So on Thursday at 9 a.m., it will be Johnson Creek taking on Pacelli. There's Church League softball action going on tonight, and on the East Diamond, it will be St. Mary's taking on Richland Baptist Temple 1, and Free Methodist will be umpiring that game. That'll be at 7 o'clock, and then the 8:15 game on the East Diamond features Free Methodist facing Grace Community, and umpiring that game will be Richland Baptist Temple 1. On the West Diamond at 7 o'clock, it will be Boscobel Assembly of God facing the Mission, and the umpire for that game will be the Richland Baptist Temple 2. And at 8:15, it will be Church of the Nazarene taking on, Church of the Nazarene, Church of the Nazarene taking on Richland Baptist Temple 2, and umpiring that game will be The Mission. And the team receiving a bye this evening is Knights of Columbus. While his teammates open a series at Wrigley Field against the Cubs, veteran Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff will try to restart his injury recovery. The team says he will throw a bullpen session starting tomorrow or Thursday of about 40 pitches at American Family Field. Sports Illustrated reported that could lead to another minor league rehabilitation assignment of a couple of games. Woodruff has already had two rehab efforts this season, and the last one ended when he was hit on the elbow by a line drive. And first pitch of tonight's game, the Brewers will be taking on the Cubs in game one of a three-game series in Chicago. First pitch will be at 7:05, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with a pregame of 6:30. And Alex Freeman, son of former Super Bowl champion and Green Bay Packer Antonio Freeman, made his U.S. national team debut on June 7th and started in Sunday's CONCACAF Gold Cup opener against Trinidad and Tobago. The ascent of the 20-year-old right back has been unexpected. He had played just 11 minutes of his first team league soccer before this season. Now 53, Antonio played 9 seasons in the NFL, making the All-Pro team in 1998 and winning the 1997 Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. Alex played his first senior match for Orlando City in April of 2023. He had 2 more substitute appearances last year and then became a starter this season. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance and Lakes Gas Company. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
This Saturday, June 21st, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will host a free dog walk at the Woodman Happy Tales Dog Park. The walk will begin at 10 a.m. and go until 2 and is open to everyone, whether you're a member of OMHS or not. All dogs must be on a 6-foot non-retractable leash and be up to date on their vaccinations. Besides marked walking courses, the walk will also feature an obstacle course, information tables, a dog trainer, dog treats provided by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, human treats, and more. Plan to join OMHS for Saturday's dog walk. It's sure to be a doggone good time for you and your dog.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans were higher Tuesday, corn finished mixed, cattle and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. The USDA's national condition rating dipped over the past week, with planting and emergence both close to average. Near-term development forecasts generally continue to look favorable. July beans were up 4 1/4 at 1074. August was 4 1/2 higher at 1076 1/4. July bean meal was up $1.40 at 285.10. July soybean oil was down 32 at 54.79. Corn was mixed, mostly higher. The USDA's corn rating was up on the week, with emergence matching the 5-year average and mostly non-threatening weather on tap. Brazil's second crop harvest is slow, hampered by late planting and recent rain. July corn was 3 1/4 lower at 431.5. September was 4 higher at 423 3/4. And wheat closed higher. Chicago and Kansas City were up, with delays to the U.S. winter wheat harvest and a week-to-week decline in the condition rating. Minneapolis continues to keep an eye on rain chances in the northern U.S. plains and the Canadian prairies. July Chicago was 12.5 higher at 549. July Kansas City was up 11 3/4 at 547 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat was 8 higher at 630 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on profit taking ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was down 490 at 210.65. October was 435 lower at 208.55. August feeders were down 687 at 303.35. September was down 667 at 302.90. And on spillover from cattle and the lower midday move in pork, July hogs were down 15 cents at 111.65. The August hog contract was 87 cents lower at 111.80. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday, which is pretty typical. Bids did surface at $370 dressed in the north. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until the latter half of the week. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $440 at $386.51. Select was $507 higher at $372.54. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 312 with a weighted average of 109.24. The Iowa Minnesota was 202 higher with a weighted average of 109.83. And the Western Corn Belt was up 234 with a weighted average of 109.92. Pork values closed higher up 41 cents at 119.89. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head even on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner. Brownfield Ag News.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Increasing tensions in the Middle East are impacting global nitrogen prices. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin with the latest ag headlines on Brownfield. Josh Linville with StoneX says the escalating Israel-Iran conflict has sent urea prices sharply higher.
We're up 75, 80 bucks a ton. And the crazier thing is, if you look at the price volatility, we're going to be looking at price movements of well over $100 a ton in a matter of 4 or 5 days of trading.
More news is next.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to PreventCancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Industry continues to watch the number of cattle placed into feed yards. Mississippi State University Extension ag economist Josh Maples says there are some seasonal patterns in placements.
If you look at the seasonal pattern of placements, you know, as we get into May, we typically see a pop here.
University of Missouri Extension plant pathologist Mandy Bish says tar spot has now been confirmed in northwest Missouri.
It's really always going to be a question of, are the conditions favorable for tar spot?
The disease has also been identified in Indiana, Illinois, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. Eastern Iowa farmer Matthew Willimack tells Brownfield he's concerned about the long-term impact of what he calls on-again, off-again tariffs.
Uncertainty in the markets, lower markets in corn and soybeans. This spring, I would say we weren't necessarily heavily impacted on our input side, but for sure we will be next year if this continues.
I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. With planting wrapped up for most farmers, scouting season begins, and producers are watching for signs of disease and pests. One of the pests that can cause weak corn stands and impact yields is corn rootworm. We'll hear more from entomologist and researcher Emily Bick at the University of Wisconsin next on today's Managing for Profit.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Emily Bick is an entomologist, researcher, and professor at the University of Wisconsin. One of the pests farmers need to watch for now is corn rootworm. She says her team is already in the fields inspecting young corn plants for signs of the pest.
We're doing two separate things. We're taking a shovel to about four plants a plot. We run all sorts of insecticide or trait trials. We run it in a particularly heavy corn rootworm field. But even so, last year was not a bad year for corn rootworm, so we had a little bit less pressure in that field. We're also looking for that goosenecking, right? We're looking for the roots being a little bit wobbly. The wind happened, right? So you get some environmental conditions. If it's particularly moist, that plant is likely to fall over if their roots are under some extreme stress. And corn rootworm, it's kind of in the name, the juveniles, those larvae go after that root zone. If your plants look like they fell over and started growing up in a different direction, kind of an S-shaped curve, then that's likely to do with corn rootworm. But it's usually corn rootworm plus a fertility issue or corn rootworm plus an environmental issue.
So not usually one thing then.
Exactly. Typically, corn can overcome corn rootworm fairly well, unless you do corn on corn on corn on corn, which really makes that pest go out of control. But you usually need a second factor, an environmental factor, so that fertility or a tornado comes by. And if the plant's not well rooted, that's when you start to see those plants just flop over. And sometimes they can recover and they start growing up, but they're out of line for your combine. Unfortunately, there is no rescue treatment thus far. Spraying the adults when they come out kind of, you know, end of July, all throughout August through September is not particularly effective because the adults can travel 30 miles, right? They can fly. So they're not likely to necessarily just stay in your system. So what you need to do is if you're growing corn on corn on corn or you're seeing that goosenecking year after year, then you need to protect the plant. You can protect the plant either through a trait, there are a fair amount of fairly effective BT, mostly BT traits, or you can do an in-furrow insecticide. If you look at the UW A3646, we have a whole list of insecticides that seem to work pretty well at protecting your seed, just at that right at the beginning, so that the corn rootworm can't really damage the root structure.
That's Emily Bick with the University of Wisconsin, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The way you talk is a melody I want to replay all day. Daisy Duke, sparkle boots, baby, you make my worst day. Champagne, no, you don't know how perfect you are, girl. You glow like them small town stars. I'm so Jack whiskey. Now we get a little tipsy off your lips. Want another sip every time you kiss me. No, you don't know how perfect you are. Your halo healed my heart scars. I'm so
was Ryan Montgomery with In Love with Loving You on Country and Community, WRCO. My name is Tim Thede. I will be here until 6 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and information. Not till 6 o'clock, till 8 o'clock this evening. Yes, don't want to short my shift any more than I have to, but I'll be here till 8 and hoping that your evening is a good one. Right now, those clouds are starting to build up a little more out there, but it is mostly cloudy outside, and the winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour, and our temperature is 82 degrees at 550. And hoping your Tuesday is a good one, kind of a dry one today, considering all the rain we've had, but they are talking about some more storms maybe tonight and into tomorrow. So, and it looks like pretty much over the next few days, it's going to be a rainy one and going to be a hot one. They're talking about 94 for a high on Saturday and Sunday and 91 on Monday. So prepare yourself for that and make sure you keep yourself hydrated, have your sunscreen on, and be sure to check on those around you that you think may not have air conditioning or can't handle the heat well, whether it be the elderly, a neighbor, and especially your parents. If you have parents, especially if they're older, it's good to check on them. So keep on the lookout for that, and we'll keep you up to date as each day progresses and let you know what the weather is. Things could change. Mother Nature always has her own mind, so we'll see what happens with all this heat and all these storms that they're talking about coming in. And just wanted to let you know that Park Street Christian Church is hosting Vacation Bible School through Wednesday. So it's held from 6 to 8 each night, so it'll be at 6 tonight. And the mission of the week will be the Richland Center Fire Department. For more information, call the church at 608-647-3702. And as I mentioned in sports, Church League softball is going on this evening. Concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer building during Church League softball, with proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will open from approximately 6:40 till 9 each game in the evening until further notice.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine in or drive through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5. Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland City. Yeah, I was just hanging out some little west coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips to some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a hottie on the dance floor. Yeah, she moving through my mind. I gotta know her name, and I got to see her. Coast town, I drop by every night. I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me. So I put on a song just to sing. This little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, 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 where you at?
Cause I couldn't buy it yet.
God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree.